days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, in part 3 of All Roads Lead to Rome, we will continue to investigate the revived Roman Empire, which Scripture alerts us will be the womb from within which the Antichrist will come forth to wield his global control over all people on earth for the 7 years that will comprise the tribulation period. Lucifer has been planning this coup since the moment when pride entered into him, and he set his course to usurp the one true and only God of all creation. But none of his nefarious deeds have taken the Lord God Almighty by surprise. In Isaiah 46:9-10, it is written, I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand. And in Isaiah 40:25, 26, 15, and 17, it is also written, To whom then will you liken me, that I should be his equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who has created these stars. Behold, the nations are as a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. All nations are as nothing before him. The God of the Bible is the ultimate authority in the affairs of mankind. And while few realize it today because of the deceptions of the enemy and the unbelief that it nurtures, it is God who sanctions the rise and fall of human empires and nations. He decides the borders of nations, and he oversees all major developments in international dealings. The God of all creation reigns supreme in the affairs of men. And under this divine control, the Bible also indicates that Lucifer, the small g god of this world, has been given temporary rule over every custom and tradition, culture and society, lifestyle, government, and economy of human civilization, all of which are for a time under the power of this evil one, as confirmed in 1 John 5:19. But nothing happens apart from the Lord God Almighty, being in complete control over all things, and nothing can happen without his permissive will. His covenant promise of salvation's eternal life in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, shall stand, and all that he has purposed shall come to pass, with everything that the enemy is plotting, falling right into place according to God's prophetic word of truth. His covenant people shall endure, as will every believer who has been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel. With every prophecy given, fulfilled, every promise assured, coming to pass, and everything written in his word of life reaching its crescendo as the end of the age draws nearer. With Israel currently in the midst of a violent war that has those with discernment anticipating the final wars yet to come, and which Scripture has alerted us will bring all nations against Israel with a threat of earth's annihilation. Every other prophetic precursor that Scripture has given us is converging together with this reality, making it even more urgent for God's people to pay stricter attention, for the time is getting ripe for the Antichrist to make his appearance and to sign a false peace treaty with Israel, which will mark the beginning of the 7-year tribulation. This is what the enemy has been hungrily anticipating for millennia, as he has orchestrated every demonic scheme, false way, and occultic deception that comprises his darkened kingdom. And when his man of lawlessness, possessed by Lucifer himself, enters the Holy of Holies and proclaims that he is God, it will appear to be Lucifer's dream come true, In his futile mind, he will have finally overtaken Elohim's rightful throne and his kingdom of righteousness, and replaced it with his own Antichrist kingdom instead. He, of course, is the fool of all fools, for he has already been defeated by the blood of the Lamb, and his destiny in the lake of fire is already determined and written in the sacred annals of time. But as things leading up to his final demise continue to unfold before us, the prophetic word of God is being fulfilled with dramatic confirmation to all that the Holy Scriptures have assured us will take place. And this brings us to the revived Roman Empire. I had originally planned to share a commentary written for the Trumpet entitled, Watch Europe for a Revival of the Holy Roman Empire, but have decided to share Rapture Ready's commentary entitled, The Revived Roman Empire, instead, because I believe it gives a more comprehensive summation on the position of the European Union's connection to the revived Roman Empire, where they write, the European Union is rapidly fulfilling prophecy in becoming the prophesied revived Roman Empire, the final worldly kingdom of human history. According to prophecy, this kingdom will give rise to an ecumenical and apostate religion, a global government, and a global economy. And out of this kingdom will arise the most evil dictator ever known to man, the Antichrist. In Revelation 17:12-13, we read, and the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. The prophet Daniel, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, provides us with very detailed information on the rise and fall of four worldly kingdoms, from the time of his life until the glorious day when Jesus Christ will return to reign over his millennial kingdom on earth. From the book of Daniel, the four prophesied kingdoms are the Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Macedonian Empire under Alexander the Great, and the Roman Empire. Daniel tells us that there will be a future revival of the Roman Empire in the area of Europe and parts of the Middle East. This revived Roman Empire, the fourth beast of Daniel's prophetic vision, is portrayed as the 10 toes of the great image in the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar, ruler of Babylonia. In chapter 7 and verses 23-24, Daniel describes the fourth beast as dreadful and terrible, with iron teeth devouring and breaking in pieces, and having 10 horns. From among these horns arises another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And in the little horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. The fourth beast is the revived Roman Empire, and the 10 horns represent the kings of its member nations. The little horn, speaking great words, rises up and conquers 3 of those nations and their kings. The little horn is the Antichrist, who will rise to power through the revived Roman Empire. From this kingdom and the reign of the Antichrist, a global system of apostate religion, politics, and economics will come to fruition. The Antichrist will temporarily rule over the entire earth during the tribulation period with power and intrigue. As America began with 13 colonies and grew to become a republic encompassing 50 individual states, the European Union has used her example to rapidly become a geopolitical superpower, a United States of Europe, now encompassing 28 member nations. The final form of the revived Roman Empire, in its spiritual birth, will take place after the time of the rapture and the disappearance of all true believers in Jesus Christ the Lord. The rapture will create an enormous spiritual vacuum on this planet, as those left behind suffer through the early months of the tribulation, bringing many to a place of desperation and confusion. Some will realize that everything that their saved friends and family told them about this moment was true, and will cry out for forgiveness and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, many of them being martyred for their faith. But those who still refuse to believe in the truth so as to be saved will fall into the grip of a universal world church, the harlot who is seen in Revelation 17 as riding the beast, giving us a picture of the religious and political aspects of the global empire of the Antichrist, working in unison for a time. The harlot will hold the reins, so to speak, as she leads the people of earth to worship the beast through the false prophet. But when the Antichrist is finished with her, he will have her destroyed to become a religion unto himself. A demonic biblical symbol of the woman riding the beast is being used in conjunction with the European Union today. When Britain issued a stamp to commemorate the European Parliament's elections in 1979, the picture on the stamp depicted a woman riding a beast. She is said to represent the pagan goddess Europa, who was the consort of Zeus. According to the late Reverend Dr. Ian Paisley, a Northern Ireland Protestant minister and former member of the European Parliament, the woman on a beast is now the official picture of the European Union. He pointed out that the multi-million-dollar parliament building in Brussels, Belgium, contains a dome with a colossal painting, three times life size, of a woman riding a beast. As we've already mentioned, it is clear from Scripture that the woman, or harlot, as she is described in Revelation 17, represents an apostate religious system that is carried on the back of the beast and guides the political and economic purposes of the Antichrist, as well as providing a false religious system that will postulate the worship that he will demand. The anthem of the European Union, Ode to Joy, also contains religious symbolism. This song is the prelude to the last movement of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, which has religious implications. European publications claim that the anthem really is an ode to freedom, to a sense of community, and to peace between the countries which have decided to unite, and to others which will freely decide to join them. However, Ode to Joy is not quite that innocent. The lyrics written by Friedrich von Schiller concern the entering of the shrine of a pagan goddess and the uniting of all men in the brotherhood by the power of magic. The flag of the European Union consists of 12 stars, inspired by the halo of the 12 stars appearing around the Madonna, as depicted in Roman Catholicism's pictures of her. Leon Marchal, former Secretary General of the Council of Europe, confirmed that the stars are representative of the woman of the apocalypse. With great enthusiasm, he explained, "It is wonderful that we have gotten back to the introit of the new Mass of the Assumption. It is the Corona Stellarum Duodecim, the crown of the 12 stars, of the woman of the apocalypse." He is referring to the woman in Revelation 12, who appears with a crown of 12 stars. The Bible uses this symbolism to represent Israel. In darkened contrast, the Catholic Church has always claimed that she represents the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. It is also interesting that in the Bible, the number 12 represents God's government. So it should be no surprise that Lucifer would counterfeit this number to represent his Antichrist kingdom. Further evidence of a religious side to the European Union is a poster that they issued showing the Tower of Babel that carries the slogan, "Many tongues, one voice." Above the Tower of Babel are shown the Eurostars, inverted as in witchcraft, with the central points facing downwards. And if the celebration of the pagan tower that led God to confuse the languages of a defiant people and scatter them across the earth wasn't enough, a crane in the background is pictured rebuilding the tower. Once again, a rebellious people are attempting to rebuild Mystery Babylon. Scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes for those with eyes to see. And the stage is most definitely being set for the emergence of the Antichrist global empire. The European Union would certainly seem to fulfill the many prophecies of the fourth kingdom that is yet to come, from which the Antichrist will arise. And only time will tell. But one thing is certain. Jesus is coming for his bride, just as he promised that he would, to keep us from the hour of testing, which is soon to come upon this earth, as confirmed in Revelation 3:10. And in closing, I leave you with Luke 12:37, where it is written, "It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes." And as always, beloved, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.